Seconded by Mr. Wong Shi Ming. Mr. Wong Shi Ming, please. Or Ms. Wong Shi Ming, please. Well, although we didn't discuss this item with the earlier one, but I am grateful that members support me in this. That is to enhance cultural variety and community integration by providing a regular martial arts training venue for promotion of Chinese culture. Now, I would like to give you some background. Why did I write this paper? Actually, in March, I received some letters from Hong Kong's Chinese martial arts field. They said that they have been winning a number of international awards, and they also took part in the Olympics. However, their practice site was actually under flyovers in Hong Kong, so it's really pathetic. In February, well, actually, you can see a newspaper report in February, and also in March, there was another report in the Sun. And then on the 8th of April, we made a site visit. Several members also formed this idea during the visit. Just now, we mentioned that we want to promote multicultural and ethnic cohesion at this venue. So I think for multicultural, we definitely need to include Chinese culture. So for these two venues, maybe we can make use of one of them so that we can build a regular venue for dragon and lion dance practices. So I hope members can support my proposal. Thank you, members. Mr. Yi Po-tong. Thank you, Chairman. Now, with regard to the space under spaces under flyovers, I think Ms. Wong Shi Ming is actually very forward-looking. However, I don't think the venue should be solely used by Dragon and Lion Dance Associations. Now, because that is quite a big space. Now, maybe different stakeholders and cultural organizations can also make use of it. And that would be more appropriate. I understand that for Lion and Dragon Dance Associations, they also need spaces for practice. So we can give them the right to use such a venue, but other cultural organizations are also facing the same problem. As the DO said just now, well, we have seen the example of Energizing Kowloon East. Well, they are making use of structures which can be either temporary or permanent, and they are relatively inexpensive. So if we make use of such facilities, for example, freight containers, then other organizations can make use of them as well. For example, dance troupes, singing groups, etc. So if different stakeholders are allowed to use the space, then actually this suits our purpose better. That is, we want to promote multicultural and Chinese heritage. Any other members would like to speak? Mr. Chen Xiu-tong. Thank you, Chairman. Well, after listening to Mr. Yang Shi-hei, actually, the Fruit and Vegetable Merchants Association is very interested in it, or in the site. So I hope the HAD can act fast. That is, an answer should be given to the fruit market merchants. For the Jade Merchants Association earlier on, they also built an iconic structure there called the Great Jade. So they are Well, actually, they are just trying to promote Hong Kong. They put the structure there for free, but the government refuses to waive rent and land formation fee. It's very small. It's only about 20 odd square feet, but we spent more than $200,000 on it. So for the Fruit Market Association, if you are talking about a formation fee of over $30 million, etc., I think it's quite impossible. Now, if that is the case, maybe the Jade Merchants Association should try to get its money back. We are just talking about a small site, and the government has been refusing us. And now the fruits market people want to make use of this site for business, and that's for making money. So I think it's totally different. So we have to clarify things first. First of all, we have to to make sure that the fruit merchants are not using these sites, then we will start our work. I hope the HAD can clarify this as soon as possible. As for the use of the venue, as Mr. Yip Hoe Tung suggests now, we want to promote Chinese cultures, including dance and even mahjong. I think mahjong is also a Chinese culture. So for Chinese cultures, I think some organizations are already having their venues. So I'm not saying that this place is to be used only by the Dragon and Lion Dance Associations, but now they really lack space. Well, for mahjong playing and traditional Chinese dances, I think they are already enjoying some venues. However, for Chinese martial arts, there is indeed a shortage of venue. I'm not saying that the venue is to be solely used by this organization, but maybe we should accord it with better priority. Now, for the unloading area of the fruit market, I think it's also paid for by the government and is used by the fruit market. Or was there a precedent? I really don't know, but the government really paid for it, and now they are using the space for unloading cargoes. Well, for these two venues, should there be a division of labor? Well, you said no. Now somebody would say that maybe we should focus on one thing. So are we going to continue discussing this? That is, which venue is for what? I think at the present stage, when we try to set a theme, maybe we should set a broader theme. Later on, this will be referred to DFMC, and by that time, you can try to consult more people. Maybe that venue is suitable for promoting a certain culture or promoting Chinese martial arts, etc. But for all these details, you can discuss them at the DFMC meetings. Now we received a letter from the Dragon and Lion Dance Association. Maybe later on we'll be receiving letters from other associations. I don't think we should decide on all the details today. So we have seen these papers, and we have already noted these papers. So maybe later on the FMC can continue the discussion. That is, you can discuss the details concerning the venues, as long as you stick to our theme. Mr. Yang Chi Hei. Now for the SPS, as to whether our future venues should be used by one organization or many organizations, I think, yes, actually we should have a broader scope. Now, if that venue has main theme, that's okay. So I don't think the Chinese martial arts organizations would use the venue all the time, so that venue can be used by more organizations, so that more cultural bodies can make use of this kind of government facilities.
Thank you, Madam Wong, for the paper. And we've had a discussion. So do you agree, members, for this SBS proposed, SBS, we have already laid down the broad direction today. For this item, perhaps we could end our discussion here. But on another forum, what we're going to do for the site and so on, we could have detailed discussion at the District Facilities Management Committee. Any objection? No? No objection? District Officer, anything else from you? Because I'm inclined to end the discussion of this item. Mr. Chen Shih-tong, Mr. Yang Qihei mentioned the wholesale fruit market application to pay a nominal rent. I understand the Food and Health Bureau has not yet given a reply. I undertake that I will follow.